During World War II, the Germans raced against the Americans to be the first to successfully build an atomic bomb. Interestingly, a Norwegian pastor living in Illinois helped the Americans win the race. You can listen to our features here, and you can catch the full story with our online podcast called The Scenic Route, online at AmericanCountryside.com. Today's edition, after this.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The memorial to this former resident of Gardner, Illinois, is not large or ornate, yet what he did for the world was extremely important.
This is a remarkable story. It's a story about Reverend Christian Christiansen, and he's the man who saved the world from nuclear destruction.
John Weiss was one of those who began to shed light on a story once kept secret.
One day there was a front page story in the Chicago Tribune about how Hitler was 2 years ahead of all other countries to develop an atomic bomb, this heavy water plant. They knew where this heavy water plant was on the side of a hill in Norway. They couldn't bomb it from above. They couldn't bring ships below. They didn't know how to destroy it.
The Reverend read the article and then went to talk with Brett Barkinson, editor of the local newspaper.
The Reverend said that he grew up in that area, that he knew or figured that he knew how that they could destroy Hitler's heavy water plant. So Burke, thinking it over, it made sense. He contacted the military. Within a couple days, a whole convoy of military vehicles came over to the Reverend's house.
He began to share information with the military about the region of Norway where he grew up, specifically the area around Hitler's plant.
The Reverend showed him what he thought they could do with this information. They started what they called Operation Gunnerside. They trained some British commandos. These British commandos were able to destroy Hitler's heavy water plant.
A movie, The Heroes of Telemark, was made about the operation, as well as other documentaries. But most never heard of the story until a series of events began to unfold. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.